The healthcare system in this country is full of dedicated doctors, skilled nurses, efficient technicians, and increasingly lots and lots of paperwork. Commentator and psychiatrist Alyssa Eli is reminded of her growing load of paperwork every summer when she receives her first Christmas card of the year.
Last August, right on schedule, my annual Christmas card arrived from a former patient. He sends one each year, and it's particularly welcome in the heat. He's been gone a long time, but still he recalls the cups of tea we had in the hospital cafeteria, and he faithfully inquires whether I've become a coffee drinker yet. For my part, I fondly remember one particular chat. "My greatest goal," he said, dunking a tea bag into his styrofoam cup, "is to have high tea with Queen Elizabeth one day." Then he added, because he was a gentleman, "You'll be there too, doctor, of course." We helped that patient a great deal with medications and placement, but I believe he sends Christmas cards because of the many ounces of tea we share together. I don't get cards like his these days. My hunch is that patients are onto the fact that we have almost no time left for them. We're caught up in a number of universes unrelated to direct care, unaware of each other fully and each demanding our complete attention. There is the legal universe, the committee universe, the billing universe, the documentation universe, on and on. Some patients have tried to get our notice in a different, more desperate way, filing constant complaints that obligate formal response. The allegations range from sexual abuse to tepid water temperature in the showers. It's a poor form of relationship. All this strikes me as a microcosm for misgrowth in the greater world. We're busier doing less, burdened by technology meant to lighten our loads. The center is bent. The scaffold is caving. The day my annual Christmas card arrived, a nurse told me sadly that she foresees the time when she will work full shifts without speaking to a single patient. Being of a naturally cheerful disposition, she quickly added that she'd become engrossed in a book and wanted to recommend it to me. The writer had woven together wonderful stories about the lives of patients in a psychiatric hospital. She found it compelling. Reading it was a nostalgic experience for her.
Alyssa Eli is a psychiatrist living in Massachusetts.